Hello, thanks for tuning in to Slosson Humphreys on the Road. We've got a nice episode for you here. I'm doing the intro. I always feel like Daniel's better, but I kind of capture his vibe where he's like, "Oh, cheers for your money, fuckheads," and all that. Like, it doesn't work with me. And I also think it looks anxious coming from me when I'm sat here, like, "Oh, like and subscribe and please share it with all your friends." So I'm just gonna sit here authentically and just say thanks for listening to the podcast and enjoy this one.
Slosson Humphreys on the road.
Muggins and cream and muggins, straight thugging, living the dream.
That's our intro.
Fucking muggles.
Tickling the clit inside your head that makes you laugh. They said it can't be done.
Are we in the same seats?
That's hack.
Oh, muggles.
Accidental rim job in the park.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Or am I just being cynical?
Just muggled it up on fucking Mugglepedia.
Where have you been since 9/11?
We were talking about getting people's names wrong there.
Aye.
And how people get precious about it, which I think is... like, man, I've been called David Sloss in like newspaper articles, and I don't get me wrong, part of me goes, "Oh great, well now a bunch of people think I'm called David Sloss." But the second they Google that, they'll be like, "Did you mean Daniel Sloss?" And they'll be like, "Oh well, clearly I did. I don't understand." Like, if you're, because I get names wrong all the time. I fucking forget people I meet. I'm gonna say no exaggeration.
If you're gonna get precious when someone gets your name wrong, you better be on fucking form with everyone you talk to. Like,
It's taking somebody else's minor flaw personally.
Like, what brought it up was there's two comedians who are brothers, and I called one that look similar.
Yeah,
right, I called one of them by their brother's name, and I don't even know if they've got beef. I don't have a clue. I don't know either of them very well.
Aye.
But like, he was a bit fucking.
See, me and my dad and my gran have never once in the history of knowing us ever called any of us by our correct name first. If my gran's talking to me, she'll go, "Jack,
gone through the names.
Matthew, Martin, Josie, Daniel, that's it, Daniel. And it's
Josie.
And then like Matthew will be there and she'll be like, "Oh, anyway, Daniel, Martin, Matthew. And you're like, "How is it? It's constantly, it's all the time. It's, you're never going to get it." For some reason, you're like, "Here's a list of five names that could be this person's name. One is the most likely, but I'm going to start from the bottom and work my way up." My mum could always, but the reason I bring up is my mum says that she can always tell whenever she's actually wound up my father, or whenever we've wound up my father, because the first name he'll call us is Kim.
Oh, yeah. That's his closest sibling.
The youngest sister. Yeah. So if you've ever, if he's like, "Oh, for fuck's sake, Kim," you're like, "Oh, Jesus Christ, I made him regress." Fucking hell. I think I took him back to Christmas 1964 there. That's unbelievable.
My granddad used to call me the wrong name on fucking Facebook Messenger when the name is literally there in front of him, just above where he's typing. He'd be like, "Ari Gav," or like, he'd spell it wrong, like Kia.
Oh.
And I'd be like, "It's there. It's right fucking there. You're opening it and looking at it."
And also, there's a 50-50%, you have a 50% chance of spelling Kai correctly, right? Mm. Because it definitely starts with a K. You're never misplacing the K. And then the other two letters, it's 50-50. How are you getting a 50-50 wrong?
I still reckon it's
100%
like
of the fucking time.
I still reckon it's 80-20, because the other way around definitely doesn't spell Kai. I-A. Like, no I sound ends with an A, right?
What?
And there's no word that makes an I noise.
When it ends in an I?
When it ends in an A.
Yeah. There's got to be an I on the end of it, or a Y. Yeah.
I don't think there is anyway.
See, this brings me back.
Ray or EA?
Yeah, but that's an E.
Ray. And that's I, that's not an I noise.
Yeah.
It was a weird, peculiar one to get wrong. But I'm not going to be there going, "You should know my name, granddad."
But he should.
I am sick of people not knowing who Alan Shearer is.
What?
Just my last 24 hours of being scattered with people that don't know who Alan Shearer is. I'm going to see Alan Shearer tonight.
Oh, aye.
About a dog.
Oh, God.
I picked up a hire car to go see Alan Shearer. Mm-hmm. And
does he know you're coming? Do you know where he lives?
He should know I'm coming, because he stole my spot.
Oh,
I was meant to be doing the stand tonight. Oh. And then... I spoke about this on the podcast with Mark Nelson. That
I also do think you mentioned it on a podcast with me, but, you know, I don't remember things. And thank you for not taking that personally. Yeah. Sometimes information enters my head And sometimes it fucks off. And not because there's important stuff going on in there, but occasionally I walk along and it just drops out. And sometimes that's your name.
Aye.
Like, it just is. Like, you can't be... Like, if there was an earthquake, right, and my bookshelf fucking started shaking, and the only book that fell off of that bookshelf was the one you bought me for Christmas, are you gonna... So the one I gave you, that's the one that fell out. Yeah, motherfucker, it was a random event. I'm not in charge of my memories. If I was, I'd get rid of all the ones that keep me up at night.
Yeah, I wouldn't have your bookshelf on a fault line if I was in charge. But here we are. So that said, everything that we've just been talking about now fell off the bookshelf. Oh, no. Alan Shearer, so yesterday we've got a joiner in at the dog park, mm-hmm. Making the reception area. And he mentioned that he was into football. Mm-hmm. Or used to play football. I think it came up. I was like, oh, I'm going to see Alan Shearer tomorrow night. He's a Polish guy, but still, I know Lewandowski.
You
know what I mean?
Well, excuse my football ignorance here. Did Alan Shearer play in the Champions League? Were you guys in the Champions League when he was around?
You know what? He did have a Champions League season.
We got put out by
Inter Milan. But still, however, man, you've watched World Cups and Euros and that, haven't you? Surely you're not. I don't know anyway. So he's a fucking top scorer in the Premier League history. I think not now who Tom Brady is. I don't even watch NFL, but I know who Tom Brady is. Mm-hmm. Right. So that was yesterday.
And
I was like,
but the only reason you know who Madden is because of the games. You know, maybe if FIFA was called Shearer. When was the last time? Was Alan Shearer ever on the cover of a FIFA game, or were they invented after him?
No, because they definitely weren't out in front after. Ginola's been on the front of one, and that was Shearer era.
When did he retire?
Like 2009.
Oh, yeah, okay. Alan Shearer retired in 2009.
Something like that. Well, that's when he stepped in as manager and fucking... Oh, no, it's not, is it? That was 2016. I reckon it was 2009. Find out when Shearer retired. I think it was before he got relegated.
From football?
Huh?
Resigned from being on the pitch in 2009.
We signed him in 96, and he won the league in 95 for Blackburn.
He quit in 2006.
Oh, there we go.
Resigned.
Yeah. Well, there was definitely FIFA 04, so yeah, he must have been in the
league. So I went to pick up my car this morning because Natalie needs the car for that, and I'm going to see Shearer, so I need my hire car. I went to pick it up, and they had an electric car ready for us. We're like, hope you don't mind, we've got an electric car. I was like, but I'm going to Newcastle and back, and I want to.
You'll find anyone's got one now.
Oh, does it? Oh, I was like, because I know it's there's a difference between we've got a Tesla for you, and we've got real bottom of the rung hire car. I'm on the Corsa class of car that I'm hiring. I'm not going to get, I don't even know if I could charge it when I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm time sensitive. I was like, I'm going to Edinburgh to do some work. I'm going to Newcastle to see a show. And I'm driving back through the night all the way to Glasgow from Newcastle. I don't know if the A1 has one. And if it does, I don't want to be sat there for an hour
The good thing is the electric cars came in after that very, very good European law came in. Because I don't know if people know what mobile phones, if you have any fucking memory of mobile phones pre 2011, I'm going to say. I don't know when this law was introduced, but basically the EU went, right, one fucking charger, one fucking end that fits everything. Because before that, your Ericsson would have this wee fucking C-shaped charger, your fucking Nokia would have this extra pointy long one, your different Nokia would have a slightly fucking thicker one.
So have Apple stepped in line now? Because they were lightning cable compared to everyone's USB-C.
Because they're a scummy piece of shit company who are just like, none of the laws apply. They don't pay tax. There's no way they're obeying the fucking law put in by some, you know, other countries fucking, other unions.
They probably weighed up the price of the fine and the price of everyone buying their shit and just went, I'll just pay the fine.
Well, and also because it doesn't work for them if they use the universal charger, because then people will just buy the cheaper version. They have to buy it. If they make it their own specific one, they can be like, and it's 30 quid to buy a new one. It's that.
Because I'm so invested in Apple now, because I've got fucking... You know what it's like. If everything's the same brand, it's so much easier. If you're full kit wanker. Mm-hmm. I love it when it gets a win over another phone. And the one the other day was Natalie had the sat nav attached to the fucking the car screen, and then I was like, she was trying to type it in, but you can't type it in when you drive because smart cars are dickheads. a smart, pretentious cunt.
Aye.
Right? And I'll just put it in on your phone then, because she's telling us to pull over. She changed it, and she's like, well, it says I can't because it's attached to the screen. And I was like, I've got to get her. Oh, fucking Samsung, man. So I pulled over, which, like, normally it's the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
I do, like, when I get a win, because I'm so fucking invested in it.
Well, to be fair, whatever win you feel when Apple wins over will never trump the rest of our win when Steve Jobs died of a curable disease. That's the ultimate fucking... That's the ultimate. Your fucking God was like, chemo, never... Nuh-uh. Eye chemo? No, it's just called chemo. Not interested. I'm going to get some apples, and I'm going to shove some hemp up my ass, and I'm going to get a fucking Canadian bearded man from way up north to scream old chants into my asshole. What do you mean it's spread? What do you... Huh? It's in my eyes now. Well, okay, well, get me two Canadians. Like, I guess we're going to have to find an Inuit tribe to hopefully shout other things up my ass. I swear to God, if you tell me the cancer's getting worse, oh, well, I guess we'll try chemo. Dead cunt in the ground. Lol, lol, lol.
Aye, and that was your big middle finger to people who buy Apple products.
Yeah, that's your fucking genius.
Can I just point out who you are as a person, right? If somebody has Apple products, right, their God, as you said earlier, we've got a record, is Steve Jobs. Yeah, you drive a Tesla but completely disassociate from the owner.
Well, I kind of just accept it. Like, I don't know, so, like, no,
he's your God by your own logic.
But I'm an atheist. So he can be there. No matter how much evidence you give me that it exists, I'm like, I'm still going to live my life the way I want to live, and it's against everything you stand
for. So if he died of cancer, I wouldn't be able to, like, say ha-ha to you as if you loved him.
You could.
Like, your God died of cancer.
But also, I would be thoroughly laughing with you.
Aye.
Man, the day Elon Musk dies, I worry, like, I'll have to masturbate with a condom on because I'll be chafed by 9 a.m. That being said, I do love what he's done to Twitter.
The fact,
for those of you that might not know, because I didn't know this because I'm not on Twitter, then I said, you know the news where people start sending you memes and you don't really get what the memes mean. So then you have to be like, oh, fuck, I have to Google what's in the news right now.
BBC News article to get some kind of...
Elon Musk has accidentally, well, not accidentally, did something positive, but he didn't know he was going to do that. He was trying to make money for Twitter, so he's charging people £8 to get a fucking blue tick. So obviously all the funniest people in the world just went, I'll pay $8 for the funniest prank.
To pretend to be a politician and quit
So they just went, and my name is normally this, but I'm going to change it to Kellogg's, and here's a blue tick. And just so everyone knows, us here at Kellogg's think slavery is fucking class. And obviously, because Elon Musk has done nothing to prevent disinformation online, because he doesn't, you know, he's going to bring fucking Trump back to this platform. He's like, you know, trust people, it's the internet. It's all jokes, it's all banter. Big companies are losing hundreds of millions and millions of dollars because some little boy in India is just like, I'm going to pretend that Tesla's really in to Mickey Mouse goatsy porn. So, like, that's what
somebody posted as a Republican, what do you call them, constituent, and quit the trial, like quit the campaign. They're campaigning for they announced, like, I'm sorry to come to this, but I'm going to have to stop the campaign. And the BBC put the article out, and just they kept going back to this is giving credit to bad actors. I can't remember the exact wording, right, but it was just like bad actors can come across as good actors, but they kept, like, putting that in with, like, this could start gun crime and terrorism, and bad actors could get roles in movies. Like, I just love that concept of just, like, putting absolute chances getting a role in with acts of terrorism. It's like, this is the worst that could come from this Twitter blue tick thing.
Did you see the insulin one?
No.
There was some American big pharmacy company, someone made a fake account. I think it's called Lilly & Co.
Mm-hmm.
They charge like $300 for insulin. Mm-hmm. So someone made a fake account and posted, like, oh, we're decreasing the price of insulin to $1. Mm-hmm. It fucking blew up. And then...
crashed their website.
So instead of them doing, like, a proper reply, they were just like, oh, it's a fake account. That wasn't us. We're not changing the price of insulin. And their market cap dropped 20%.
Great.
Amazing. Right.
So good.
There's going to be lawsuits, surely.
Yeah, good. Well, no. Lawsuits against who? Because you can't.
Against Twitter.
The guy.
Then brilliant.
Against Twitter.
No, it's a win-win, but.
Aye. It's so good. Man, it's so fucking weird that with all the billionaires out there, we still don't have like a Tony Stark. Because this is the thing, fucking Bill Gates. I mean, again, please, with everything I say, take a pinch of salt and understand I've not read the articles you've read and I don't care because I don't respect any of your opinions because your opinions are not my opinions. I respect your right to have those opinions, but I fundamentally could not give a fucking shit how you live your life because I live a better one, so I'm right. So, Bill Gates, as far as I'm concerned, decent fucking bloke, right? Seems to be like a good billionaire.
I think everybody that would have stormed out at this point already left when you slagged off Johnny Depp.
Aye. Bill Gates is just one of these ones, like, as far as I can see, like, he's just being, all the hate against him seems to be from the conspiracy theories. Am I incorrect with that? Or is he a dick?
I mean, it's like, could you have a good monarch? You're like, you could have a good king or queen, but just fundamentally their existence is still bad. Like, I would say he's probably one of the better ones, but he still shouldn't exist.
Aye. Doesn't, but I feel like, I mean, maybe this is just me with my big fucking bleeding heart lip hat on, but I feel like he pays taxes. Is that just me being a fucking naive?
I think so. He also
I bought into bullshit as well, but does he not like provide African villagers with water and that?
Yeah,
I've seen him like honestly go to the river with a fucking jug on his head and that. He does it personally. He doesn't even use his money. Well, he just grafts.
But there's because he was like pushing the fucking COVID vaccines and invested so much, obviously all these fucking idiot, stupid fucking cunts who think them not understanding science means scientists don't understand science, all this, you know, the do-your-own-research lot, as if all of these scientists haven't done 12 years of research as opposed to your 4 hours after a wank while in bed because you're bored, you boring stoner, said the boring stoner. So there's these people out there that have been like, oh, you know, he's putting all these vaccines in it so he can track people. And I feel like even if you don't believe the bad shit being said about someone, if you constantly hear people bitching about them, you'll just naturally have negative connotations towards them. And I feel like Bill Gates up there. Then again, I could be entirely wrong. He might be part of Epstein's fucking ring. Who knows?
I think he might have been in the Epstein's black book.
What?
Like the book.
Get Epstein's black book up and see who's in it.
Like I don't know if his name was on it.
Don't bring it up. Get the book up. Come on!
Epstein's Black Book forward by Daniel Stoss. Did he have a black book? Well, first of all, is there an actual black book or is this just a log of people that flew to his island?
Yeah, I think like, I don't know. I think it just refers to like people that have been.
But hold on, when you're looking at your boarding pass and it says Pedo Island, are you not thinking at some point, like,
do you reckon you could forgive someone that one time?
If they went to Epstein's Island.
You know, if they just were invited for a game of golf in this fucking golf course or whatever, and they went run, and the touch dune, and then it was a bit sleazy, and fucking people were getting massages on 13-year-olds, and they were like, fuck, anybody could ever know about this, let's go on, right after the game of golf. Or do you think if you fucking were foolish enough to get on that first plane?
Well,
if he has got a black book, do you think there's anybody where you can? Why they might not have known?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing, But here's why I don't believe that, right? I don't think it's possible to not know because when Louis C.K. was doing what he was doing for however long he was fucking doing it, every single person on the comedy scene knew it and they knew what was going on because I, as a 21-year-old comedian, when I went to Montreal for the first time, heard those fucking rumours. So if I know it, everyone fucking knows it. There is a sexual predator on the comedy scene right now, a very, very famous one on the UK scene who everyone knows that they are a serial rapist. Everyone knows. Mm-hmm. But, and it's been spoken about on other shows, never the name. Never the name because they have a very, very powerful group of lawyers and obviously slander laws are very difficult. Yes. So there's... Yeah, well, people are just being fucking intimidated. And here's the thing. When that person died... If there's another celebrity who's not in comedy... but kind of is, who's an older one, and is very, very similar to Jimmy Savile. Everyone in the industry knows this person's name, and I guarantee when they die in the next 5 years, which they will, it's going to come out, and you're going to get a bunch of celebrities being like, oh, we didn't know. And it's like, yes, you fucking did. We all know,
aye.
But you can't do it because all these fucking libel laws are in place and because people are bastards and all these people are very, very rich and powerful. Like, the rapist, I don't think it will ever be fucking outed because, I mean, there was a comedian that did do a show mm-hmm. that mentioned
I him. Saw that show. Said his name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards was, you know.
Dragged through the courts and that.
Well, no, I didn't think it went to, but were dealt with.
Shit.
So I don't believe that anyone who went to Epstein's Island had not heard the fucking rumours. There's no way. I don't, whenever any celebrities are like, we worked with this guy for 5 years and it turns out he was a creep and everyone was like, we didn't know. And I'm like, you fucking, because I know these three awful people and then it's basically going to come out that they did these things and people are going to be like, did you know? And they're going to be like, yep. And like, why didn't you do anything? Like, there's nothing I can do. I can say their name, right. And then they'll sue me into the fucking ground, and then my life's over, and then nobody else will come forward, and then it's, you know.
So you think everybody that went to this island,
everyone,
guilty of something?
Guilty of, yeah, it's...
Have you got the list?
Well, when I looked up Bill Gates, like Epstein, they didn't come up with any, like, named things, but they just had a few meetings and stuff. But, again, he, like... Recently, he's been like, oh, yeah, we were just meeting up for business, and then I didn't really like him. He didn't agree with me on a lot of things, so cut contact.
That is a possibility, but I'm trying to be like if a celebrity I didn't like was like, we just had a couple of business meetings together, I'd be like, you fool of shit, fucking what? Bill, you think I'm going to eat that shit up? So I got to be honest and be like, well, Bill Gates said it. Like, he's on my side, so I believe 100%.
Like, you know how you can get all the pictures of P.S., what's his name? P.S. Morgan with Jimmy Savile, Weinstein, Epstein, like fucking all the worst cunts in history. You can find a picture of him. Mm-hmm. Like, the guy's a journalist, so he has to meet the people. So you could get a picture with him and the five nicest guys on the planet, mm-hmm. right? And go, look how nice he is. He's with these nice guys. But that said, I will absolutely let it fit my narrative with that cunt.
Yeah.
And just can't. He fucking knew him.
Yeah.
Look at this. He met all of them. Fucking Rolf Harris and Al.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think you can just tell by people's fucking, you know.
What about Stephen Hawking was meant to go to the island, wasn't he? He wasn't playing golf. What were he doing, mate? he weren't playing golf. Like, at least Bill Clinton could at least say he went for 30-odd games of golf.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's... It's so mad to me, and I know so little about American politics that whether he's innocent or not, Bill Clinton, it's just as he's gotten older, I'm just like, you and Hillary should have died several years ago, because the older you get, the more creepy and evil you both look. Like, and it's hard not to believe that it's all the evil things you've done seeping into your skin. Now, I don't believe in the fucking, like, the Clinton fucking body count. I've heard about it. I think it's a fucking conspiracy theory. That being said, how the older you get, the more you just inhabiting a creepy lizard pedo. Like, you've got so much money. You get a facelift. You know, do something,
you know, as well, if you're, like, in a position of leadership, I should never know about your cock.
Yeah.
Your cock should never be in the conversation. Like, he's not even in a position of power, but you know, David Attenborough. Until now, I've never once thought about his cock.
Yeah.
Like, the guy's genitals are, like, no, no, something. He is who he is.
Yeah.
If you're in a leadership position, I should never once hear about your cock. It shouldn't matter.
I feel like also, like, I mean, Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump. Like, how evil and creepy looking do you gotta be? Like, I know there were outside influences and I'm being very, very reductive about how she lost.
Have you seen the South Park episodes? I think they had, like, a whole series on it where, like, Mr. Garrison, Donald Trump was trying to lose the election, but couldn't because Hillary Clinton was so bad. And he's getting infuriated, just like, just get out of your own way. He wanted a new partner. He was trying everything to lose and couldn't. Little break?
Huh?
Little break?
For what?
We were chatting before, guys. We should put breaks in.
Oh, well, tell us about your Elon Musk. You said there was two conspiracy theories, Matthew?
They're not conspiracies. It's like why he's doing
right,
what he's doing to Twitter. So there's the he's genuinely. So this is option one. He's genuinely just stupid mm-hmm. and doesn't know how to run a platform. Mm-hmm. So he's actually trying his best.
And that's a good smokescreen if it's not.
Yeah.
So that's option one. It's yeah. just he's completely incapable, which is pretty possible because he's yeah. done it with loads of other companies.
And also it's a different business adventure. What? He's really good at making fucking electric what? Batteries and electric cars, but he's not, you know, great at social media platforms. Very possible.
So option two is a lot more evidence. Mm-hmm. So there was a Dogecoin thing. Mm-hmm. So it's a cryptocurrency. He did this thing where he got all of his Twitter followers to buy into it under the guise that it was this joke investment, haha, whatever. And then, so he would have bought a bunch, told all his followers to buy it, bumps up the price. He sells this huge amount, makes a huge profit, market manipulation. But you can't get sued for it because crypto doesn't have the same laws as stocks. It doesn't count as stock
money. Are you like signing like a little waiver? Like if you fucking die, it's your own risk.
Yeah. So with Twitter, he attempted the same thing where he bought a bunch of Twitter stocks, which he did. Uh-huh. Was going to just, you know, say, oh, I love Twitter and free speech, raise the price, sell all off. But then because it's actual stocks, there are laws in place to stop it. So he was forced to buy the company.
Uh-huh.
So now he's sinking it because Twitter has never been profitable.
Oh, so, you know.
So he's been caught in his own fucking trap. So he now has to sink Twitter so he can file for bankruptcy and not have to lose money on it.
Oh, you know what? I'd like that option. Like that's a... It's I think like, that's a good thing to do, man.
It,
like
if it makes more sense.
You know, Guardians of the Galaxy when he fucking Drax destroys that beast from the inside and he just comes bursting out of it.
Yeah.
So you like, yeah, well, I mean, that's what I believe.
Not to be too much of a nerd here, but I mean, Drax actually doesn't do anything to help kill that creature. Like, the whole point is he thinks he did, but it was, he comes out, he's like, did you see how I killed the beast? And he had nothing.
But I just remembered it. I was the person that went, I did see that. Yeah, that was wonderful, Drax. Oh my God.
My favourite movie, Drax and Friends. I'd respect him for that if, like, and I know I shouldn't, but if he was just like, I'm going to burn this awful cesspit into the fucking ground.
You know what I find it funny for comedians who have just got the blue tick? Because I've never went for the blue tick because you have to apply for it,
mm-hmm.
and like I get it if you've got a namesake that's talking shit in your name and it looks like it could be you, or you've got imitating you, I get that. But the fact that you have to like apply for your own fame, like right. that was to me was almost as bad as the fucking $8 anyway. But you know, if somebody's just been rejected like a handful of times, and then they finally get it. And they're like, oh, like that self worth hinged on it. Like I got it, and then all of a sudden, fucking any old open spot. A
Daniel's
bad actor.
Got a proper blue tick.
Yeah, I got a real one. Yeah, yeah. But also, I haven't. Oh no, that's not true. I did log on Twitter last week because occasionally the people send me tweets of like people just funny tweets, and you'll go in there and you'll glimpse it. But you know, man, it's like going to an old school for me. If I'm just like. Oh God, none of you have changed. And this is all, you know, there's an outside world. I remember, because it was during fucking lockdown. I think it was when Trump was, or it was the second, when Trump was running for president against Joe Biden. Like I was on my phone for mid lockdown for like 14 hours a day, watching the Capitol riots and all this stuff, and just winding myself up and getting fucking so sad at the state of the world. And I was like, the second this election's over, I'm not. Nah. I'm dark because this is so bad for me. And if there's people out there who can consume it healthily, good for you, but not for me.
Or if you ever look at like something football, an article football related,
yeah.
and then just go in the comments, that's the fucking dregs. That like, I can see why people from the outside of football hate football, yeah. if that's all they see.
Yeah. I tell you one conspiracy theory that I'm sick of because it pretends that it's not a conspiracy theory. It's so out there in the public that people are like, it's not a conspiracy, it's a real thing. Use by dates on food products. Like, it's off. Don't get me wrong, this isn't me being an idiot, being like, food doesn't go off. Food absolutely goes off, right? Of course it does. But not when they not fucking say, not even fucking close
sniff it, man.
To when they say it's a sniff test. Man, I live in a house.
I've been blinded by sell-by dates all of my life, and just the last couple of years have I started to really relax around them.
But there's squeeze tests. You can look at food the way we used to fucking do it. The reason they've got to have that strict thing is that it's like the same thing where I feel it's the same, that they just have to make you aware of the risk, and they have to go for the... even the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
So, like, the reason pregnant women shouldn't eat blue cheese pate or whatever, or even though 99.9% of the time it wouldn't actually do anything to the baby while in there. But even a 0.01% risk to a baby is not worth it at all. So it's a blanket rule for all pregnant women, even though it probably affects less than 1%. It's just that they've got to do... They're like, hey, it's got a 0.1% chance of going off on this day and making you really sick. And because we don't want to get fucking sued. And because we've got to have
it. It's high stakes as well. Like, yeah. It's a precious cargo that's at risk.
You'd be giving it to someone who's got asthma or who's got like going through like health problems. They're left-handed. There's something genetically wrong with them where this thing could come in and exacerbate it and make it worse. Not me. It's a fucking fiddle, baby. I'm not... Cara and Cullen, like, the reason I cook, right, is because if they were to cook, they'd go into the fridge and be like, everything's out of date. And I'm like, not if we're making stew, it's not. Oh,
but when
I'm
going
to cook it for 7 hours when I've lived and with cover it in spices.
You let stuff go off.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Forget the date. Like, even the sell-by date started to fucking rot off.
Aye.
You can't read it because it's biodegrading.
I think a lot of shops in the UK now are actually getting rid of used-by dates.
Oh no, fruit and veg, they are. Yeah. Like, which I think is great, which is the way it should.
So I've got this.
She made me throw out a can of fucking beans, and I'm like, have you not watched any nuclear war movie? Like, it's fine. No air's getting in.
That's how I go about it now, right? Is if I go right. This estate has been fucking looted by everybody, right? Because the fucking zombie apocalypse has happened. It's been looted. You've discovered this estate. Everyone's fucking dead, right? And you go through and you open a cupboard and you find what's in front of you. How much have you hit the jackpot with what's there?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden that stuff that is out of date is like, I can feed the village.
Yeah. Oh, so like, man, like with meat and stuff, like I get that it goes off and smell test is very important. I think that's why we have... noses, you've got your eye test. You can feel something, be like, oh, that's a bit gross. But man, you're not a fucking restaurant. Like, give yourself a better immune system. Eat something slightly fucking toxic. It's like booze. First time you drink booze, you get shit face.
Spew everywhere.
You can't handle booze. Alcoholics though, man, they, all the time, they have to drink loads. Do the same with gone off. Just introduce it to yourself slowly, and then maybe you'll survive a bit of, you know, the nuclear war.
Do not fuck with chicken, though. Everything was said, but apart from chicken, but
fuck with it. Fuck with it. Fuck with chicken. As long as
you
lick
your fingers after cutting chicken.
Yeah, man, I remember. No, because they don't even have fucking salmonella anymore. That's something from like the 20 years ago that people are. I mean,
in Japan when Marlene asked for the chicken and a come out uncooked chicken.
Yeah.
I was like, don't fuck with chicken leg.
Jordan, our good friend Jordan, when he, I mean, he never lived with me, but he practically fucking did back when we were in our 20s. Jordan's a remarkably good chef.
Aye.
Like he's a real, real. Chef, he's been doing it for years, and he's worked his way. Whenever he cooks, he's an unbelievably good cook. But he knows food better than anyone I fucking do. And we'd be at the house, and we'd be making chili con carne, and just in front of me, he would just eat raw bits of the mince and just like yum yum yum. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing will happen. It's all this fucking and gives us raw chicken
beef,
and
beef tartare.
Yeah, he's like, it's all this fucking thing that people get into their head.
Then he fuck with chicken, like.
You can fuck with chicken. Fuck with chicken.
Yeah, but like, that's one of the things where if it makes you sick, it's going to make you big sick.
Yeah,
it's not just going to be like, oh, I've got a dicky tummy.
The first time, build up that immune system. Do you want to be throwing chicken out every single time it's on its fucking use-by day? Or do you want an extra week? The price of that is eat some shitty chicken every now and again, and your body, I don't know if this is how it works. I feel like it is. It sounds sciencey.
I'm never that ill off food.
No.
I can't remember I can't remember the last time I've had something that knocked us sick.
I did
drink the water in India though, and that was a bad move.
Yeah.
And I didn't even mean to do it. I had ice cubes.
Oh.
Aye.
That would have got me. Of course, it's a hot country, of course. You're kind of.
I got done by ice cubes, mate.
I remember not the last time I got food poisoning. I can't remember the last time I got food poisoning. Oh, yes, I can in Australia, in Melbourne one year. I got really, really horrific, like curled round the toilet fucking, you know, when you've, there's the bugs in you and you've got nothing in you, you're just retching because like it's on the walls of your stomach and your stomach's like, it's still in there, it's on the walls. And you're like, I know, but it's like, I'm just drinking water to throw it up 35 seconds later. Although I will say, if you've ever been that ill, there is occasionally like this sort of just peace. Because you're like, all I'm doing today is curling around this toilet. That's only my existence. Does it, man? World War III started. Don't care.
I'm busy.
Don't care.
All your obligations.
Your mum has 7 types of diseases that are going to kill her in 6 months.
Look at her. You see the state of me. I'm glad one of us is doing well.
There's just this real threat of just like, you know, you've parsed your body of everything. I remember being young and we all were, it was like Christmas time one year. I think you, Matthew, must have been like, I'm going to say 4 or 5. We all went to, like, it wasn't Brewer's Fair, but it was like a Brewer's Fair type thing. And it was like, I'm going to say it was the...
Is that an all-you-can-eat Brewer's Fair, is that?
No, but the sort of...
Sunday dinner. Like
Right. Sort of place where you get Sunday like dinner.
Traditional English meals. Hunter's chicken.
Yeah, but there's also a big fucking play area for the kids to fuck off to. So we're at one of those. The reason Matthew doesn't get any of this illness is because he's fucking off to the play area the entire time. I assume Jack's there as well. Going off. Me and my mum and my dad.
Jack was doing a shift in the kitchen.
Me, my mum and my dad, we get like the Christmas fucking dinner, and my mum remembers seeing that like, the turkey was pink, but we were like, yeah, be absolutely fucking fine. And then for like the week building up to Christmas, I woke up that night and I had one of those beds where it was like a bunk bed, but only the top half of a bunk bed. Underneath was just a table where I painted my wall.
A cabin
hammer.
Bed.
Is that what it's called?
Aye.
Oh, there you go.
There you got your bits and bobs underneath it.
Aye, mine was, I would just sit there paint Warhammer at a little mini fridge there.
Oh, your VHSs.
Aye, yeah, I did have heaps of VHSs because that's how I watched comedy. I remember waking up at like 2 a.m. and going, man, I feel pretty fucking, and that's as far as my thought went before I projectile vomit. Now, projectile vomiting is bad anyway, but doing it from a height of 8 feet onto laminate flooring. Like, fucking, man.
The slap. The slap to it.
They
come back up and get you in the eye.
Man, if you had me, right, with that type of sick on the back of a Mario Kart and you could do it, I would take out the 17 riders behind you and just blah, it would be like a fucking horrific oil slick. So I spew, it splatters fucking everyone, like it gets up the wall. And my mum and dad come through and they're like, what the fuck's going on? See the spew everywhere. And then just, we Team America did.
Just join in.
Oh, and for like 4 or 5 days.
Stand by me, the Barforama.
Yeah, like my mum and dad were so ill that for like 5 days, Matthew and Jack just had to fend for themselves where they were like, right, here's how a can opener works. You need to get into the food this way. That's how you pack your shit for school.
That's a thing. If you're ill and you've got kids, like the fucking, there's no just, because if I'm ill, like I'll just go, well, my life's on hold. I'm going to just be here playing PlayStation. Yeah. I'm going to milk this for a day or two longer than it is because my recovery day is important to me. Right. And I'll fucking just all bets are off. Don't even contact us. I'm sick. Oh, yeah. And I'll just be sick. If you've got kids, you're like, oh, well, they're going to starve to death.
But what's worse as well is it's not, I mean, you're definitely correct, but it's, man, Ali, best friend, has put his daughter into nursery because him and his wife work and they want to be able to work. And so they send her in. And the one thing you hear from all other parents is all daycare is just getting a new disease
Petri
every
dish.
2 weeks. Yeah, because man, we go to swimming, which isn't that bad because it's in water and everything's chlorinated and, you know, the babies aren't touching each other. But we also go to like messy play, which is great, man. Caelan loves the messy play and we love seeing it there. Mm. But other people's kids are grotty, disgusting little. Some of these cunts don't wipe their kids' nose. Right? And by the way, I know a runny nose is something you've got to do every 2 minutes, but guess what, motherfucker? That's your job every 2 minutes. If you took your kid out of the house and it's got a runny nose, either that, two tampons, shove them up there. Be a mum, step up.
My nickname, you know this, don't you? My nickname is Billy Two Rivers. Or Big Chief Dripping Candle. Sorry, Grand, I used to call this.
Aye.
Don't know, just runny nose.
Piss
stains doing me legs and that. Just what I come in every orifice. Yeah, they're leaking.
Not crying though.
I just couldn't keep. No, I'm not a pussy. Oh, I mean,
we couldn't. I'm so worried about, because I've got a decent immune system, but poor little Cara, man.
She's catching everything. She's catching all the kids' diseases. Aye.
She's catching the diseases. She's catching these hands.
STDs off all the dads.
She's not even fucking them. Her immune system is just so poor. She just needs to...
It's off my hands. Every time I punch her, I give her an STD from fisting one of the dads.
Look, I'm just saying, Cara has... right, here are the two people who have the worst immune system in our household. Cullen and Cara. Here's me, who has a very, very good immune system. In the years you and I have toured together, genuinely how time...
I can tell you where you were, Cheltenham, when you got ill.
Aye, and that was drug-related.
Was he? Go on.
That was my first time on fucking methadone. Fucking...
Oh, meow, meow.
Aye, what was that shit about?
What was that little phase we went through?
Yeah, I mean, well, we went through... It was the first time I hung out with your Geordie mate.
Oh, so my friend Poppet.
No. The rest of your fucking jury mates are all... So, Cara, Cullen, weak immune system. Me, great immune system. What's the difference between us? I cook and eat out-of-date chicken. I've never believed...
You don't wipe the benches?
I don't.
Do you not?
Oh, wait, at a public gym?
No, I'm going to be at the kitchen.
Oh, I thought you were just...
You're cooking chicken at a public gym for? Oh. You meant the bench.
Yeah. That's what I thought you were like, for somebody, because that's also hygiene. I'm like, okay, right, weird spin-off. Like, yeah.
No, the surfaces when you've been cooking.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, you got a cleaner that comes in once a week. She does it.
Aye.
No, I'm a good, I clean up as I go when I cook. I like a clean kitchen, but the deep clean's done by that.
But you reckon that you get a good immune system by not giving it as much of a fuck, and from picking your nose and eating it and stuff? And,
well, not that.
Wait, how would that not help?
Well, because that's your own.
I stopped doing that after this podcast, you know.
That's only cool if we started this podcast when we were 7 years old.
I was like on 100% to zero in the wrong for like occasionally eating the odd bogey, if there's any way to put it. I've stopped. I've reformed. But you know, like if I'm just like on public transport and I wipe my hand like that, this is one I'm back behind.
God, I'm not. It's just, it's so. Not, like, you, this man.
Like,
you,
fair, yeah,
people, you, people like you should have been fucking bullied tonight. Like, I'm glad.
I wait on the seat now.
Better.
I used to be a decent nose picker, but I never ate it. No. Fuck that.
You know, I've never picked my nose.
No. You're in the company of fucking, who's that old fucking horse racing cunt that was on Big Brother all those years ago?
John McCrillick or something.
John McCrillick. He would pick his nose and eat it on fucking camera on Big Brother.
Aye. I try and do it discreetly, like. I'll bring it up on a podcast, not like that.
I know.
I picked my belly button, I needed. My arse.
But at least there's food in that end. Like, if you shove your finger up your arse and you came in with a bit of sweet corn, I'd be like, right, well, I can see where you made the connection there. But you're like, oh, you know that mucus is up there is to stop germs getting into my body. Well, it's getting into my body. Bloop.
Yeah, you ever grimmed up?
What?
Grim.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do then?
Spit.
All the time?
Yes.
You've never once swallowed that?
No.
Because I still don't know what I'm going to do with this. Still just lingering there.
Man, don't get me wrong. Man, I love a... Like, when you've got a blocked nose and mucusy and you can get a real... Because, it's like throwing an oyster at someone. Like, it's a like, you can get a big good fucking Luke. Slap. It's like the jelly that...
You roll your tongue out like a tube for it.
Oh, yeah. You can get some distance. Yeah.
You can probably get a purchase on it, can't you?
Yeah. Like, that's a gross thing that I enjoy, you know, doing.
But that said, I didn't do it. I've moved on. Uh-huh. Right? And it's not like I always did it. I'm just saying I've been known to do my own tidying up. Oh, yeah. that's bound to boost your immune system. That's bound to just make you a lot more tolerable for fucking live cells.
Yeah, I mean, probably.
But, like, I mean, at what cost?
sex. That's at what cost. Sex with any other human being.
I'd rather just be sick. Aye. Mate, do you not, like, swallow around spew once you've spewed up now, lad, you know? Just get that down you as well. No, I've seen rugby lads do that.
I've done...
Spew up into a pint glass and then just down it again immediately after.
When me and Tom Houghton were in Amsterdam doing... mushroom truffles for the first time, the one thing they tell you is, like, it's going to make you feel sick, but you don't want to fucking throw up, because if you throw up, it's not going to have the time to react in your body. So me and Tom, we, like, fucking half a punnet of these mushrooms each, and I start getting queasy, and I can feel it in my stomach, and I'm like, I just need fresh air. That's what you do. Big breaths in through your nose.
Lovely sellout.
Yeah, and just like a lot of the time, especially with that stuff, it's not just a physical thing. Sometimes it's a mental thing.
Mind over matter.
Yeah. So I start walking out the lobby. I'm like, don't run, because if you run, you're going to convince your body that you're going to spew and this is an emergency.
It's in a hurry,
so just calmly walk out. And I get into the lobby and my body goes, And I go, and like a fucking chipmunk, I managed to get it like all in my cheeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's fine. The door is 7 feet
away. Your neck just billows out like a frog.
Yeah. I walk about, it's in my mouth, I walk 2 feet, I go, just people are looking, just swallow it. I swallow it, and my brain immediately, the opposite of a bro, just went, just FYI, you swallowed your own sick there. And I went, oh no, a bro!
Oh man. You've reloaded.
Oh man. Yeah. Yeah, I doubled down. I was like, not a single shot. I need this to come from both fucking chambers. And man, I ran out that door and like had to throw my head back and like launch it, like throwing a javelin just to try and get this distance so it wasn't an area of the fucking lobby. The bouncer let me back in.
Oh, nice. Amsterdam, man.
It was like 4 PM. And I remember like making eye contact with the bouncer as I'm like, jacket's in there, my phone's in there. Like, unless Tom goes, I'm obviously banned from this place. Oh, blah, throw it into the fucking river.
Perfect customer, one that leaves the building to be sick.
You know, it must have been that this man's seen people's fucking spew. And I think it's because I didn't try and get back in. I composed myself. I was like, oh God. Took a couple of breaths.
It might be like
a cigarette.
You know, if you spew up in the venue, they chuck you out. If you spew up out the venue, they chuck you in.
Hey, you're ruining the streets of Amsterdam. Get in there.
And never come back.
Can I just stay in my hotel? It's next door. You fuck, I swear, unless you tunnel underneath. No.
I had a doorman once in Newcastle, this was years ago when I was younger. See, you're too drunk, mate. Go and have yourself a coffee and come back, right? And I actually went and had a coffee. And came back in, and I went and had a coffee. I was like, mate, I wasn't going to let you in because you were too drunk, but I've never seen anyone actually do that. Like, normally people just move on. Like, since I saw you actually having a coffee going on in, you let us in.
I always used to do my nut and win. Cabaret Voltaire in Edinburgh was the worst for it. I got in trouble in fucking 2000 and... I'm going to say the 2009 Fringe. I think it was during my second or third... festival run as my second. Cabaret Voltaire used to, I don't know if that's still true anymore, and I don't mind saying this on air. Cabaret Voltaire used to have bouncers that were exclusively fucking paedophiles, right?
Aye.
Straight up, nothing but paedophiles.
Yeah.
You'd get there at the age of fucking 19 years old, right? You'd have your fucking ID.
Like, you're too old, mate.
They'd be like, have you been drinking tonight? And you're like, yeah.
I'm
in fucking Grassmarket. Like, what are you... Drinks in there are £1.50. Yes, I'm fucking drunk. Oh, wait, you can't get in there. And then a visibly 14-year-old girl, like, who's stuffed her fucking bras, put some fucking makeup, they'll be like, Yeah, oh yeah, and you go darling, hugging, squeezing the fucking arses, and you go to, they were exclusively fucking paedophiles. I got in trouble because I said that on stage, and one of the Cabaret Voltaire bouncer's girlfriend was in the audience.
Oh, really?
Saw me doing that bit, and she got offended afterward. Like, she was like, that's not true, my boyfriend works there. And half of the audience went, by the way, it's 100% true what he said. Like, those bouncers, we've all fucking seen it. One of them was like, by the way, I'm 18 years old. When
she
I was
15, there with her pigtails and my little pony backpack on. My boyfriend works there. And he takes me to school. He's a lovely man.
And she, I think, so she found, because of the, half the audience was on my side, was been like, this isn't him being a dick, this is actually genuinely fucking true. She then went and broke up with her fucking boyfriend. And so I got told by someone else, just like, by the way, just to let you know, you can't go back to Cab Vaux because he's still a bouncer there, and if he sees you, he's going to, because he's been dumped and he's going to kick your fucking head in. And then I think like 3 months later, he was
jailed.
Like, yeah, jailed. And I'm sure Cabaret Voltaire is a lovely establishment.
I also had a doorman let me in once because he told us I was too. It was at the Fringe. It was at C Venues. So it must have been 2011 because I had my Rubik's Cube with us everywhere because that was in that show. And he said I was too drunk to get in. And I was like, all right, and if I was drunk, could I do this? And I was hammered. I was fucking hammered. But it's muscle memory.
Aye.
I fucking waxed the Rubik's Cube and he was like, well, I guess I got you wrong.
That's why I gotta learn to juggle, man. You can't let a person who's juggling not into your venue.
You know, if I got turned away by a doorman new, I didn't even think I'd be bothered new. If a doorman was like, you kind of come in, I'd be like, oh, class, you got us off the hook there. Like, I was about to go out of a nightclub. You literally saved my night. Cheers, bud. Yes, that fucking 10 hour away for knocking us back.
But it's for me, it used to annoy me so, because it's injustice most of the time. Look, there are some people who definitely shouldn't be allowed to into a club because they're far too fucking drunk. And then there's other times when they're just dicks and you're like, you're drunk. And you're like, yes, it's a fucking nightclub. It's a shitty nightclub in the fucking, like, the amount of time high people were like, you're drunk. And you're like, this is the only place open till 5.
Can I tell you how bad the atmosphere would be in fucking opium or whatever it's called? Oh. If everyone was sober, if it was just full of creeps just eyeing the dance floor with a glass of water.
Man, if I wasn't drinking whiskey, I would smell this place and then I'd vomit on it and add to the fucking problem.
Fucking teetotal nightclubs. Bah.
Oh.
Bah.
Aye. Look, there's nothing wrong with being sober. I respect that decision. I respect the fucking strength.
Going to bed by 1.
Yeah.
Don't still be up at 4, sober guy.
Mm-mm. Oh, you can go to, like, if it's a sober night for everyone.
Your motherfucking better be driving. You better have 4 people having a good time dancing if you're the sober one.
If you're a sober person in a fucking nightclub, it's just a bit. You'll never convince me you don't have ulterior motives.
I don't trust you.
You'll never convince me. I like the atmosphere. Nobody likes the atmosphere. That's why they're drunk.
I just like dancing to Jason Derulo.
Nobody likes it, idiot. That's why we're all fucking shit-faced. No, man, I just like the ambiance. Do you like the ambiance? Or do you like a room full of people with lowered inhibitions where you are functioning at a higher brain capacity than them? You murderer.
I'm trying to think, like, you know, if I identified that I had a drug problem, a drink problem, and I realised it was affecting other people's lives and I quit. Like, I love the sesh, but, like, this isn't good for anybody. And then I ended up, like, in a beefa for, like, somebody's wedding or something like that. Would I still go and clubbing?
No!
Like, I'll tell you what the answer is right now. I would. I'd fall off the wagon hard. I'd fall off the wagon so hard.
Man, I would...
It would be spectacular.
Man, if I went full fucking sober, if I was able to do it, right, and it was Elliot's stank do, 10 years down the line, 5 years down the line, and Elliot's like, lads, because our first holiday together was Ibiza, I want to do it again. Danny, I respect your decision. Please still come out to Ibiza with me. I'd be like, absolutely, man. And you'd all be like, you come to the nightclub? I'm like, no. But I'll stay up with you all until 11 p.m.
And then quiplash.
And join you all. And then when you're all about to go out, man, I'll be in that kitchen like a mother of 10, right? Just getting all your sandwiches ready, cutting the things up, putting a bottle of water in each of your backpacks. I've written your names on your backpack. There's little tracking devices on them, right? There's just, for each of you, I'm just like, nobody else has one of these, but just, you know, man, if it's ever too much to take, man, I would drive and pick you up. And you know what I'd do the rest of the time? I'd sleep and not be worried about the fucking hangover. I wouldn't need to.
I do like the idea of a sesh curry.
I would be a sesh curry.
I like the idea of a sesh curry. If you're a teetotaler, just identify as a sesh curry and just day all the tidying up and that. It's the life you chose. And now you also want to have a good time.
You like structure. That's your thing. It keeps you off the booze.
Keep everybody hydrated. Fucking make sure the place is nice. Mm-hmm. It's the life you chose.
When your friends are having fucking coked up sex, you go in and you take that dick out and you make sure there's a condom on that. Mm-hmm. And if there's not, you put it, he's drunk, put it on now.
Electrolytes, get them full of electrolytes. Mm-hmm.
Brush their teeth for them.
Aye.
Nobody, make sure when everyone's passed out, wherever they are, you don't have to move them.
Brush their hair.
Brush their hair, leave a bottle of water beside them. That's what, yeah.
Floss their teeth for them. Mm-hmm. Well, they're shagging. Just get right in there, just groom them. Be like, you know, like when you see monkeys in the wild and all that, and they're like, just be like that at the orgy.
Aye.
You're just in this picker in an orgy.
I don't know if I could do. I fantasize about the sober life sometimes.
I can't quit shit.
Aye, that's
like, this is where I'm at, right? I'm like, I've just done the fucking vapes in, right? I just handed a fucking half full one to Matthew because I was like, I decided on Sunday I was just breathing with this fucking vape. I was just using it as air, right? And I was like, it's in my house all day Monday and I'm not smoking it. It was in my jacket pocket. So when I put it on the day, I mean the other day, and I'm like, even though I'm coming to yours and this is where I normally see he's vaping, I just give it to Matthew. And like, I'm like, I've quit vaping. I'm definitely having a cigarette in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course we are.
Like, there is no, like, even if I, like, staunchly go and I quit, there's no fucking
way. Man, they sell menthols there. Of course we're smoking in Vegas. of course. And you can smoke indoors. Uh-huh. You can smoke menthol cigarettes indoors while playing. Of course we're fucking smoking in Vegas.
Yeah, we're just going to be there. Actually, I don't want to. It's not that I can't. It's that I just don't want to.
I'm glad you and me accidentally quit vape. So I quit yesterday, and was just like, and it's this horrible thing that I feel the immense guilt about it, which is I, being an idiot, have got myself addicted to this fucking thing that when I try and get off it is going to make me short tempered, and bitchy near the person I love most in the world. Thankfully, when Kaylin's there, oh, it's much easier, man. Like, every time you're grumpy and he just smiles at you, you're like, oh, what am I talking about? Fucking Marlena phoned me today with the specific intention to wind me up for 15 minutes.
You know, questions are the worst when you're cranky.
Yeah.
If you're just, anybody's asking you questions, you just want to go, I don't want to be asked questions. Like, no matter what the questions are, you're just like, my life would be loads better without any questions being asked.
Does the answer, was the choice of the answer, fuck off and leave me alone, does that apply to the question you did?
Can I put my fingers in my ears and go, would that make the question go away? Because
Have you fucked off? I can't hear you. You'll just have, if I open my fucking eyes and you're still there, good.
David, questions would be meant when you're coming off smoking. Do you think you'd find something else to find there?
Man, it's so funny you've said that with the Patreon episode we're about to do.
Q&A. So people are listening to this on the Monday after, actually. Because we're doing them disjointed. Because that's a bonus episode. This is the regular one. So if you want to go and see us being cranky, just be like, oh, watch with all the questions, man. Go. Sign up to our Patreon. Go watch that.
Aye.
We can't do that now, shall we?
Everyone that came to the show in Manchester, that was, I think for both of us, genuinely one of the best gigs we've had in the UK. And the UK gigs are always, always good, but that was particularly excellent. So thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Very glad to hear that episode was as funny as we thought it was. Aye. That felt good. The danger. Sometimes when we're high, we get to the... Sometimes when we're high, we do Amsterdam episodes. But there's a golden level.
There's a sweet spot, isn't it? In fact, the last Q&A, we hit that, apparently, Natalie messaged saying.
Oh, great. Well, let's fucking try it again. 2 in a row.
I kind of get high though.